There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Well, good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 8. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can tune in to Morning Motivation live by calling 323-870-4180 or online from our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. You can also learn more about me, see our upcoming events. We have some exciting things coming up. And everything else that you need to know, as well as contact me on that website. And if you missed the broadcast live, you can hear it posted on the website after 8 a.m. Monday through Friday at feeldfire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get ready for this hot breakfast. We're going to the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 8, and I'm reading from the KJV. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach into heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." Now pay attention to these next verses. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." Come on and give the Lord praise for his word wherever you are this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it with me. The sky is the limit. Now, I just read for you the biblical account of the Tower of Babel, and I'm sure a lot of us are familiar with that. And it begs the question this morning of, did you know that you can smash the glass ceiling of blessings? Did you know that you can smash, that you have the power, the capability to smash the glass ceilings of blessings? You see, it's not just about what God wants to do for you, but about your proficiency to perpetually stand and act on the ability of the impossible to manifest naturally despite its inherent incapability to do so by nature of it being deemed impossible. Do you know right now that you have that ability to smash the glass ceilings of blessings, to call things that are not as though they were, to come in and release that compression of always being on the cusp of breakthrough, but never actually breaking through, always being at the cliff of I'm about to receive more than enough, but never actually seeing it within your hand. If you will master the skill of supernatural faith that allows you to not only stand, but to put into activation through your works the evidence to stand on what you believe without retracting it or rescinding it, that you can pull it forth and receive it now in today's world, despite its inherent, its innate ability to be called forth because it's supposed to be impossible. Do you understand the power that we have? Now understand that according to today's word, that this is about more than naming and claiming or just walking around saying, well, whatever God's will, it will manifest, or not doing your part. No, we're really getting into the meat or the substance of the matter that in order to do that, there are some things you and I must do. First, we must be of one language and one speech, because that's what we saw in today's word. These people were of one language and one speech. That means that they were consistent. They were not double-minded. They were not believing this morning, been in doubt this afternoon. They were not shouting and praising God and testifying with power at church on Sunday morning and then going home crying that evening because you really didn't believe what you shouted and testified about. They were not saying in the morning that, Lord, I believe that my marriage will be sustained and I'm going to put forth the effort to do so, and then in the afternoon saying, let me go find some separation or divorce papers. They were not inconsistent, whether it was within their home, their church, their family, or even within their own minds, they had one belief. The second thing is that then they journeyed somewhere. In other words, to be able to have this type of supernatural faith that compels you into action, you have to be willing to journey from a place of disbelief, from a place of, well, I tried it before and it really didn't work. Well, I thought it would happen last time and it didn't. Well, my last marriage didn't work. I didn't get the promotion on my last job. Well, I prayed last time and I really didn't see God do it. They had to journey from a former place to another place to be able to be at a location where they could plant the foundation or lay the foundation for something supernatural. And then the other thing or the next thing is they had to be able to see the impossible despite having never seen it. When these people decided that they were going to build a tower to reach heaven, no such thing existed. Come on now, we're in the book of Genesis. But not only did at least one person believe it, but somebody within that group was able to persuade and influence everyone else that if we're really going to do this impossible thing and build this tower, all of us have to believe it. All of us must be with one mind. And then we saw what happened when they did those things. The word said that God himself came down. God came down, the word said, to see this thing and then listen at what God, that sovereign one, said when he came down. Now that they have mastered having one language, in other words, they have mastered their doubt and disbelief. And then now that they have actually begun to do something, instead of just sitting there saying, well, whatever you want me to have, Lord, you'll have. But now that they have actually begun to do something that relates back to the thing that they believed, which is corroboration of the evidence of their faith, nothing that they desire, nothing that they request, nothing that they imagine, nothing that they set out to do will be withholding from them. That's what God said. God established the standard wherein you or I or we can smash the glass ceilings of blessings by realizing the sky is the limit when we will master that skill of standing firm in what we have decreed and stop rescinding, not rescinding it as in re-delivering, but rescinding, retracting, taking back everything that we believe possible in the Lord. It is us that have the ability to smash the glass ceiling, to break through our blessings. It is us that have the ability to pour into being those things that are not. If we're believing for our marriage, if you are believing for children, it cannot be that the husband is believing while the wife is walking around seeing the attorney behind his back about filing a divorce. It cannot be that the wife is believing for children while the husband is walking around saying, you might as well give it up. Let's go adopt. You're infertile or barren. If you are believing for your children to rise up and do what they're supposed to do, to be the head and not the tail, you cannot be saying that while at the same time you're telling them that they will not be anything. That's inconsistent speech. That's a doubter's mindset. It is not one language. It is not one speech. It is not one accord. You cannot be walking around saying, Lord, I believe for this new degree. I believe for this promotion. Yet by your actions, there's no evidence of that belief because you won't come to work on time. You won't attain the additional training or the additional certifications that are necessary. One mind, one language, evidenced by consistent work and actions, that is what stops God and says, wait a minute. Makes him say, wait a minute. Let me go visit this sister. Let me go visit this brother, this church, this household, this family. Let me go visit her daughter, her son. Let me go visit this situation. Let me go into the hospital. Let me go find them in the crack house. Let me go find them in the bankruptcy court. Let me go pull him out of the home of his mistress. Let me go pull her out of the home of that adulterous situation. Let me go find them in depression and despondency. Let me go find this church, this pastor. It is that type of perpetual, unyielding assertion of a decree with one mind that brings the impossible into possibility despite its innate ability to be possible. That type of person. Let me ask you, are you that type of believer this morning? Do you have that type of unwavering faith? Are you that type of soldier in the army of the Lord? Now, the broadcast is only 15 minutes, so we got to get ready to go into prayer, but your soul ought to be stirred this morning. Because there are surely some things, some blessings, some requests that you have before the Lord. And I want you to begin to call them out right now, wherever you are. Our lines are muted. No one can hear you, including me. Call those things out as we go into prayer. Dear Lord, we praise you this morning. Oh, Lord, we magnify you. We glorify you. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for being such a mighty, sovereign, powerful God. We honor your presence in our lives this morning. We thank you, God, because you have encouraged, empowered, revived us, motivated us, stirred our souls to the understanding this morning that the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. If we will operate with one mind, one decree, one language, if we will master the proficiency of standing on faith and being like a tree planted by the rivers of water, if we will get to that point in life where we stop being double-minded, stop rescinding or retracting our own decrees, but in accordance with your will, speak forth those things that are not as though they were, and then go into active faith, evidenced by the active work, which relates back to the active decree, then we will stop you on your tracks to take notice of us and break through the glass ceilings that have been containing or withholding our blessings, because, God, you've already given us the steps. You've already told us how to bring about miracles. You've already shown us how to bring about our blessings. You said that if we would do those things, then nothing we imagine will be restrained from us. Now, Father, bless everyone listening to this broadcast now and those who will listen later to make an active decision to be like those people who caught your attention this morning, and not only caught your attention, but demanded that you stop and take notice by their active faith, evidenced by standing on one language and not taking down, despite decreeing something that they never even seen before in their own lives, but realizing their capability to bring it forth. Help us to stand on your word. Help us to not doubt. Help us, Father, to stop wavering. Help us, Father, to stop being double-minded. But, Lord, let us be those people who say, I said it. It's within God's will. I decree it. I believe it. I won't take back. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what I see right now. I will not take back. I will not take down. But I'm going to go forward from that old place of doubt and disbelief to that new place of receiving supernatural blessings, not because I name it and claim it, not because I think that you're some kind of Santa Claus, not because I think, God, that you're a genie in a bottle, but because you have said that if I'll do those things, nothing I imagine will be impossible for me. Help us, Lord. And Father, we now say we thank you. Lord, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We say glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Let everyone say amen. Come on and praise God. Continue to stay in the spirit as I give you our task for today. Just praise him, praise him, praise him. Now remember, this broadcast will be posted on my website, fieldfire.com, after 8 a.m. Eastern. Please share it with at least two people. This helps you to be a soul winner as well. And then go back and listen to it throughout today to re-encourage yourself whenever doubt tries to sneak in. Now, our topic for this morning is the sky is the limit. Smash the glass ceiling of blessings. The sky is the limit. Smash the glass ceiling of blessings. Your task for today is for you to make active decrees about all of those blessings that you called out earlier, and now to move forward in faith and not doubt. Do not retract your decree. All right, I'll see you in the morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another powerful broadcast of Morning Motivation with Evangelist Roxy Williams. I love you. Smash the glass ceiling today. The sky is your limit. The power is with you. Smash it. I hear.